as we put a wrap on our Surf Taco halftime show. Monmouth getting set to kick off to begin the third quarter. Quick peek at some stats. Monmouth offensively with 220 yards of total offense, 126 through the air, 94 on the ground. Wagner with 91 total yards, 28 through the air, 63 through the ground. Hawks defense has done a good job of containing Dominique Williams, who has just 45 yards so far on the day. Julian Hayes leading the Monmouth ground attack with 60 yards on the day. Brandon Hill, 6 of 9 for 126 yards. Brian Gehrig, 5 of 10 for 28. Mike McLafferty, Neil Sterling, and Elijah Phillips all with two catches apiece. And Dave Demersion leading the team in tackles right now, as he had so many times during the course of the season with 10 stops. Monmouth will move here in the end zone off to our right and defend that side first. The weather with the temperature right around 50 degrees right now. Not a speck of wind up here. A pretty comfortable day to play football. Cloudy skies as Monmouth will kick off to begin this second half. Number 45, Lucas Santangelo handling those chores. Gives a good ride to this one. Back deep is Brandon Peoples, who will field the ball at his own end zone. Hit at the 15, taken down at the 17-yard line by Tevron Brandon, covering the kick well for Monmouth. The defense, as we said, has done well here today. Brian Gary getting the start here for just the second time this season, has thrown for just 28 yards. He has been sacked twice, and Dominique Williams with a total of 45 yards, 30 of which came on one run.
Defense, Matt, has played very, very well in this football game. When they are put in a normal situation, normal field position, they've done a great job.
Monmouth with a 13-3 lead as we are back up and running here. Game action of this third quarter. Williams will get it off tackle to the left side. Hit right at the line of scrimmage, taken down by a host of Hawks. Szymanowicz and Jerzynski clogging the middle. Did see Pat O'Hara come onto the field with crutches. I would imagine his return far from certain. Looked like a right leg injury. Here is the play action for Gary. Looking to go deep down the seam. Wants Carrington. This one up in the air, and it is dropped. Almost picked off by Brandon as Carrington turned defensive back a little bit. And right now, Tevron Brandon looks to be shaken up. He fell pretty hard on his back as he spotted the football. He and Carrington both hit the turf pretty hard. And Brandon a little bit slow to get up right now.
Yeah, Matt, they both high-pointed the football, went up. It looked as though Tevron had the inside track for the interception. And then, as you said so well, Carrington turned into a defensive back, kind of pulled him down to make sure the interception couldn't happen. Good, clean play both sides, and Tevron up on his own now.
And will jog off under his own power. Maybe just lost his wind for a second. Monmouth here defensively with a third and nine. So they'll bring the pass rush guys on. Corey Neal and Jack Eisenstadt in the middle. Irizarry and Darnell Leslie will play the outside ends. As we mentioned, doesn't look like Pat O'Hara will play in this half. He was going across the field with crutches as the team came back on with a right leg injury. We'll see if we can get word on the exact cause. Third and nine, stack formations either way. Five into the pattern here for Gary. He is flush in the pocket, hit as he releases the football, and throws it about 10 yards deep into the Monmouth sideline as an incompletion. Good defensive hold again, and a three and out to begin this third quarter for the Wagner O.
Good pressure that time by Darnell Leslie. Was initially stopped, kept at it, kind of had to circle around the whole offensive line before putting a good hit on Gehring and ultimately forcing that incomplete pass. And it just continues a trend that this defense has been very good at, getting off the field on third down.
A.J. Firestone on to punt it away. Phillips standing at his own 45-yard line. Was a low snap. Firestone did well to field it and get it off. Phillips will call for and make a fair catch around his own 38-yard line, where Monmouth will come on here for the first time offensively in this second half. 55 seconds have tipped off. 14:05 to go, quarter number three. Monmouth 13 and Wagner 3.
How was your little halftime? Was it good?
It was good. You know, quick walk downstairs. Said hello to a couple people on the way back up.
Did you like the joint team, coach, fan bathroom situation?
It's a tad interesting, but you get to see a good variety of people. You know?
Yeah, I was talking to Neil at halftime. We were
put a positive spin on things, you know?
We were in the stall together.
First down and 10. I'll leave that alone with 14:05 to go in the third quarter. Hayes will get the carry off the right side. Takes it out over the 40 to the 41. About a three-yard pickup. We'll leave Monmouth with a second down and long.
Okay, good start to finish our halftime conversation. Basketball last night, if you heard us at halftime, MU with an 88-84 win over Hofstra. Matt, that's a nice little facility. Hopefully next time we get out there, you can come with us. Only bad part is you got have to go to the middle of Long Island.
Mick Lafferty, tight end left with two receivers. Sterling up top to the right. Here's the target for Sterling, thrown high, could not pull it down. As he'll letting it fly, looking for the slant across the middle. With the incompletion, it will be third down and 8 with 13:29 to go in the third.
I have a trivia question. What's the easiest way to distract a broadcaster?
I'm going to say a pizza coming across.
Bring about five pizzas into the press box. Ding, ding. I'm done.
Davenport and Sterling split the fields with Sumlin as the third wide out to the right side. Mick Lafferty, here we go. Trips now off to the right. Hill, straight drop back, looking to throw. Wants Mick Lafferty down the sideline. He's got him at the 40-yard line. To the 30, push down inside the 25. Second big play of the day for Mike Mick Lafferty. They will spot him at about the 23-yard line. Good pitch and catch and great patience that time by Brandon Hill.
Stood strong in the pocket, delivered a strike. Down the sideline to McLafferty. He's done damage in the seam, this time getting behind the linebacker and up the sideline for a big, big play. Good to see Mike running good.
McLafferty with maybe his most electric day of the season so far. He will stay in formation right. Davenport Sterling off to the left side. Hayes outside zone, hit in the backfield and dropped for a yard loss. Good pursuit that time for the Wagner defense. It was Trevor Loveland, the junior outside linebacker, leading the charge. It will be second and 11. Look at you. You got pizzas on either side. You can put one in your right hand and one in your left, and you'd be all set.
I'll tell you what. No typing is going to get done, but a lot of pizzas happening.
And don't look for any game tweets right now. There's too much going on up here on the press box. On second and 11, Monmouth in business right here, trying to put some more points back on the board. They haven't scored since the 9:37 mark of the first quarter, but in range right now. Two backs set to the left of Hill, Morrow and Asante. Play action to KB. Hill rolling, looking over the middle, has McLafferty at the 15-yard line. The stop made at the 14. McLafferty and Hill in tune with one another today. It will be third down and just about a yard for Monmouth.
And it's really encouraging, these last two completions from Hill to McLafferty. The pass before that was the high one intended for Sterling. That was really Brandon's first off-target pass of the game. Been good the last two. The one in the pocket, this one rolling to his left, forcing, actually they call it a first down now, picking up the first down.
And just enough as they gave Mick Lafferty a pretty good spot. They put it fully at the 13-yard line. 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter on a new first and 10. Offset eye to the right. Monmouth will run left with Asante, who is dropped in the backfield at the 15-yard line. This will be a two-yard loss. Good push inside by Loveland and by Patrick Gibbons, number 32, the backup defensive tackle. Will be second down here and long for Monmouth as Davenport will re-enter and join Sterling far sideline to the right. Sterling the wide man. Davenport will go in the slot. McLafferty and Fable both into the game. One tight end to either side of the formation. Play action. Quick pass to the outside. Davenport catches it in the backfield and hit and dropped in the backfield. So Monmouth going the wrong way here with a couple of losses on consecutive plays. It will be third down and about 14 now for MU. They are at the Wagner 18-yard line.
When you play on the boundary, Matt, it's always a numbers game. And that time Monmouth had one player in Sterling trying to block one and then ultimately three from Wagner. Good pursuit defense from the Seahawks. Now forcing this third and long, Lamar had really nowhere to go with it.
Davenport and Sterling this time will swap sides, come left, far side, as the ball sent from the right hash mark. Monmouth will keep it on the ground. It's Asante pushing himself forward back to the original line of scrimmage around the 14. It'll be fourth down and a little bit more than 10, and Eric Spillane will come on for an attempted field goal with his holder, Charlie Velas. Looks like Velas will set up at the 20. Monmouth with a late player coming on in Jake Morrow. That's usually the spot, I believe, occupied by Pat O'Hara, who covers a spot on the PAT and field goal. MU with a second late player coming on. And now the play clock winding down to 5. Bellis sets up at the 21. This is a 31-yard attempt from Spillane. Good snap, good hold. It is on the way, and it is good. So Spillane putting one through from 31. Puts Monmouth back into the score column with 16 now on the board. 16-3. They lead Wagner. 9:42 to go. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. 9:42 to go here in the third. Monmouth able to take that drive and get some points back on the board. The 31-yard field goal from Eric Spillane putting Monmouth up top here 16-3 as Lucas Santangelo sent to kick off. Santangelo puts this one down the middle part of the field, and this time around it'll be handed by Nevin Williams, who will run his way up to the 20 and continue to push the pile forward to about the 24-yard line. A little confusion there in the back between Peoples and Williams. It was Williams to eventually handle it, and Wagner gets the football back as they trail by 13. Seahawks next week will take on St. Francis, Pennsylvania. That's their last game of the season. Trying to turn things around here against Monmouth. The Hawks obviously looking for win number 5 on the year. MU still with 2 games left on their slate. Next week up in Rhode Island at Bryant, and then home on the 23rd to finish things off with Duquesne. 4-man front for MU. Williams will get it, running off to the left side, hit by Onakuzi at the 27-yard line, a gain of 3. Make it 2nd and 7.
Onakuzi's been solid in the middle in this game, and he's been one of the reasons that Dominique Williams hasn't gotten off like he can. He had that 30-yard gain. You okay?
I'm okay.
All right, good.
Tevron Brandon back into the game at the corner spot. Here is Gehring rolling off to his right, running out of room. Will now tuck it and run. Looks like the ball will be spotted right around the 30-yard line. Going to be a few yards shy of a first down. Good coverage down the field that time by the Hawks with 9 minutes remaining here, quarter number 3. Ralph Green will check himself into the game, give another option for Gehring as a trip set off to the left. Single man back to the right is Tyree Watkins. Williams will get it. Good size hole up the middle. He'll have the first down out over the 35 to about the 37-yard line. That will move the chains and keep the Monmouth defense on the field.
And that's what Wagner's been able to do best today. Get in third and manageable, and then give it to your main guy, and that's Dominique Williams, who had that big 30-yarder here looking good in the second half.
Three wide set counter play as Williams will change directions and go left out over the 40, close to the 41-yard line, a pickup of close to 4. Second down, and a long 6 coming up. Monmouth leading 16-3. Wagner getting themselves right back to the line of scrimmage. Watkins will go as the far side wide receiver. Carrington staying near sideline to the right. Heavy dose of Dominique Williams here. He'll get the carry again. And we'll work the wall out to the 45-yard line. 4-yard gain. Eisenstadt Co. and Sikowski among those in on the tackle for Monmouth. And a 3rd and 2 coming up for the Seahawks.
But, Matt, it keeps Wagner where they want to be. 3rd and manageable. They're on schedule. They don't have to drop back and throw it. And if they keep it on the ground, they've had success already on this drive.
Carrington matched up one-on-one with Brandon on the near side. Williams gets it. Nice cut up the middle. We'll take it into Monmouth territory at the 49-yard line. Carroll and Co. on the stop. Sticks will move, and Wagner gets a fresh set of downs to work with at the 7:30 mark in the third quarter. MU up by 13.
Drop a safety into the box. Make Wagner have to throw the football if you're Monmouth defensively.
Matthias McKinnon checking in at the running back spot. He'll take a crack, going the wrong way, backwards. Monmouth has him gang tackled, and the play made at the 45-yard line. Back in Wagner territory, it'll be a 6-yard loss. Dave Demersion among those on the tackle, and give credit that time as well to the front four who had excellent penetration.
Yeah, they reset the line of scrimmage about 2 yards into the backfield. And when you go zone read, jet sweep, any of that action out of the shotgun, you cannot go east and west for too long. You got to square your shoulders and get north-south. And McKinnon just kept going the wrong way.
Second and 16, trips left. Watkins, the single man to the right. Gehring looking off the left side, has a man who will make the catch. It is Ralph Green, the redshirt sophomore. Gets back the yardage lost. And to the original line of scrimmage back in Mammoth territory at the 49-yard line, where it will be third down and 10.
That'll get that pass rush unit onto the field for the Hawks.
Couple of late add-ins here. Ryan Zuchek has checked in as the nickel man right now for Mammoth. Four-man rush. Hawks will drop seven. Gehring stepping up into the pocket. Grabbed by Irizarry. Lets it go over the middle. And an incompletion thrown. Dave Demersion had the coverage. The intended target was Anthony Carrington. It'll set up fourth and 10. And Wagner likely here will have to punt it away with a Mammoth player still down on the ground. I believe it's 67, Jack Eisenstadt.
It's actually 57.
Demersion, okay.
Dave Demersion, who is down. He was the linebacker defending on the play, forced a pass breakup, and the athletic training staff is now going to tend to him. He is and has been so important to this Mammoth defense all season long. However, up now and walking off on his own power.
Looks to be okay. Will pop up as A.J. Firestone and the Wagner punt team will bring themselves on. A fourth down and 10 right in the middle part of the field. So even on fourth and 10, a fake always in play in these situations. Wagner trailing 16-3, 6:03 to go in the third quarter. Elijah Phillips will wait for it at his own 12-yard line. Mammoth with a mild rush as an end-over-end kick from Firestone. Phillips almost mishandled it, but does make the fair catch call at the 16, check at the 15-yard line, where Mammoth will have it first and 10.
Also about a half-hearted fair catch signal from Elijah, but while we have a minute, it will allow us the time to let you know about some information involving our last home football game of the year. It'll be the Mammoth Athletics Hall of Fame weekend. The dinner, Friday, November 22nd at 6:30. And then the next day, the class will be honored at the football team's last game of the season, the 23rd, against Duquesne. To attend the dinner, 732-571-3507 is your number.
Morrow and Hayes make up the backfield here. It'll be Hayes getting it. Stretch play off the right side. Gets to about the 17-yard line. Small gain. Second and 8, Blake Bascom coming up to make the hit and the stop.
And now, as much as you want to attack, and again, no one's a bigger proponent of that than me, the clock in this instance is your ally. You're a good team running the football. Keep it on the ground. Keep that clock churning. Try to pick up a few first downs and give that defense some rest that has been so good this afternoon.
Tight ends either way. Receivers either way. Hill with a good play action. Wanting Sterling down the sideline. Got tangled up with Jarrett Jadone, and Sterling trying to angle for a penalty flag, which he won't get. It'll set up a third down and 8 with 5:15 to go here in the third.
Yeah, maybe a slight armbar by Jadone, but not enough to warrant a penalty. I like the shot, though. Nice time for that as well. The only problem is it gets you a bit off schedule because you didn't gain great yardage on first down, but third and 8. Still very makeable. Mammoth hasn't had this down and distance, Matt, too often in this game.
Sumlin in the slot to the left with Phillips as the wide man. Up top far sideline right is Sterling. Hill with pressure coming. Hangs in the pocket. Looks for Sterling over the middle. Almost intercepted as Jadone read the pattern pretty well. Comes in to bust the play up, and Mammoth will have to punt deep in their own end.
Hill maybe a touch late with the football, and then Sterling needs to attack it when it's in the air a little better. He allowed Jadone to cut on him and make a play. But nice, nice play by the Wagner defensive back. And now the Seahawks will get the ball back. And you got to say it again. They're going to bring 10 guys. You have to watch for the block here.
Yevchenich back there standing at his own 42-yard line. Spillane into punt. High snap. Pressure coming again. Almost got to it again. Short punt. Fielded and falling on it was Yevchenich at his own 49-yard line.
How was that not blocked? I think he actually overran Spillane at the punter position. Mammoth fortunate that ball was not blocked for the second time.
Wagner here with excellent starting field position in this drive. 5:03 to go, quarter number three. Hawks leading 16-3. Defense has played well here. They have kept Wagner out of the end zone all day. Four wide receivers set, three left, one right. Gehring wants to throw, goes down the seam to number 20, Cody Morgan, who will make the catch and get a first down on a 10-yard pickup at the Monmouth 41.
Nice action with the fake zone read. Get the linebackers moving in. And then a nice play down the seam right in the slot.
Same set, but they put the trips this time to the right side of the formation. It'll be Williams running into the left part of the line, stacked up at the MU 39-yard line for a 2-yard pickup.
So we see Wagner in the Monmouth territory after that first down play. They go off schedule here, though. The defense with a nice play on first down. And look for them, this is Wagner, Matt, to maybe throw in a pass here just to loosen up this Monmouth defense that looks very locked in up front.
Second down and 8, ticking down towards the 4-minute mark here as Williams will stay into block. Gehring wants to let it go. He's got Watkins open, and he'll make the catch around the 5-yard line. Tyree Watkins with a nice pattern run and a pretty good throw by Gehring, perhaps his best of the day. And it'll be first and goal now for Wagner at the Monmouth 5.
And Watkins is hurt. He's out of bounds on the Monmouth sideline. The Wagner Athletic Sports Medicine folks sprint all the way across the field as he's now on the track. But nevertheless, long play, single coverage on Ify Isaluka on that side. Good throw, good catch. And that's by far their best play of the day through the air.
So Watkins will now make his way back across the field and head to the Wagner sideline. And the Seahawks, for the first time today, on the doorstep of a touchdown. They put it just inside the 5. Let's call it the 4, where it will be first and goal.
And this just, it's 16-3. A touchdown here, and you're back to a one-possession game.
You would think Dominique Williams will at least get a crack here, as Gehring will come up under center for the first time today. Play action. Gehring rolling. Man wide open and overthrows Ryan Owens. Wow. You don't see that very often. There were two guys from Wagner clear by about 10 to 15 yards of any Monmouth defender who all bit on the play fake to Williams. And when you say badly overthrown, I'm not sure that that even sums it up.
I don't think that'll do it justice. Beautiful call. They go play action, and all 11 Monmouth defenders keyed on the fake. And Gehring had two guys wide open. Matt, all he had to do was get the football there, and he overshoots it.
3:50 to go here in the third. It'll be Williams here to get it up the middle. We'll take it down to about the 2-yard line, running into a wall of white. Well, he could have ran it in as well. I mean, there wasn't anyone there, just in case. He said, I don't want to throw it just in case. There wasn't anyone in a white shirt on that last play.
Like if you didn't have a good grip on it, just pull it down and go.
Williams again to get it. In trouble. Dancing back near the 5-yard line. He is hung up by Tebrin Brandon, who will make the stop along with John Sikowski. It will be a 2-yard loss. And back to about the 5-yard line, where now it will set up a 4th down and goal. And Wagner will bring the field goal team on to try to get it back to 10.
I still think they need to go for it here. And I know they're going to bring the field goal unit on, but then you're still down 2 scores. This is the best advance you've had offensively. You need to try to get 7 here, but nevertheless, they'll bring on the kicker.
Lopez, a good one. This is a chip shot for him out of the hold of A.J. Firestone. 21-yard attempt, good snap, good hold, and a good kick. So Firestone holds, and Lopez knocks it in for 3, his second field goal of the day. We step out with 2:43 remaining in our third quarter. Monmouth up by 10, 16-6. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food service, facilities management, and uniform apparel to healthcare institutions and universities just like Monmouth. Aramark is proud to be the official dining service provider of Monmouth University.
David Lopez sent to kick off here as he just put 3 on the board for Wagner. Short kickoff. Cheney coming forward. He fields it at the 13-yard line. Running across the field, gets to the 25, out to the 30, 35. Good return forward, breaks the plane of the 40. Wagner saying the ball popped out, but I believe Cheney was out of bounds when Wagner got it back. There is some discussion right now.
I think he was down, Matt. He bounced off the turf, and the ball came out. What the discussion is that would make the point moot. They're going to say potentially that Wagner recovered it in play, but I thought he bounced off the turf, and then the ball came out.
It will be Monmouth football.
We're going to get a replay here on the big board. Nice video board to our right.
See if we can take a peek at it.
Oh, that ball might have been out.
Yeah, hard to see from the angle, at least, that we have. Regardless, Monmouth football.
Good job by the replay team, though, getting it up there.
From the Hawks 42-yard line, Monmouth starting here, trying to answer Myth points of their own. Three wide receiver set, Thaddeus Richards, Lamar Davenport left, Neil Sterling up top to the right. This one in the direction of Davenport, who will make the catch at the 50-yard line, and now one of the other officials will come in and overrule it, say incomplete, and it will set up Monmouth with a second and 10.
Nice job by the defensive back going through Lamar after the ball had already contacted him to make the play. Nice job out there by Williams, making this now second and 10. And I said it, Matt, last drive, Monmouth needs to realize that they're winning up front. Keep the ball on the ground. Let that clock keep moving.
Two back set with Morrow and Asante into the game. Hawks will keep it on the ground. KB, good burst. He will run through a tackle and get himself a first down. Went right over the top of Anthony Rivers, the strong safety. Gets just about an 11-yard pickup and into Wagner territory at the Seahawk 48-yard line.
It's very difficult to get lower pad level than KB Asante. He runs so close to the ground, and his legs are just so big. It's hard to wrap him up and stop him when you contact, and that play right there, an example, getting the first down on second effort.
With 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, Monmouth gets a new set of downs. Fable in motion as the H-back from right to left. Sets up two receivers either way. Asante getting it. He is in trouble and will get dropped back in Monmouth territory on the Hawks side of the 50-yard line, about the 49.5. A 2-yard loss. Make it second and 12. Wagner read that one well. Hard charge by all of their front guys. Devon Johnson, the outside defensive end, closed the play down well.
Yeah, credit their front four, rather front three, winning on that play, beating Monmouth to the punch. They did a good job of resetting the line of scrimmage there, and now Monmouth will have second and long.
Hawks taking their time in between plays. Play clock is down to five. Trips up top to the right. Play action. Hill in trouble. Steps up in the pocket and will be taken down. Another win for the front three of Wagner. Lawrence Williams crashing that play down. And with a second consecutive loss, Monmouth pinned back to the 46-yard line on their side of the 50, set up a third and 16.
And maybe Wagner has figured something out up front, two plays in a row that they have dropped Monmouth for losses. First Asante, and now the sack on Brandon Hill. Third and long here. Don't get too cute. Pick up some yards. Make it easy for your punter to pin Wagner deep.
5 seconds on the play clock. McLafferty motion sets up, trips to the right. Play clock down to one. Hill gets it off. Setting up screen to the left. Asante catches it, and he is dropped for a 1-yard loss. Another hard charge. That time it was D'Angelo James, the redshirt sophomore corner, coming up to make the tackle along with Jared Williams, the outside linebacker. And now Monmouth going back on three consecutive plays, will punt on a fourth down and long from their own 45-yard line, but will have to wait for the start of the fourth quarter to do it. We have played three here from Staten Island. Monmouth leading Wagner 16-6. We are back in 60 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.